Yes, it was a bit of a shock. I did have an idea that it would be a detriment to studying an area such as marine science. However, I knew there was a way. And one of the life lessons that it taught me was sometimes your doors are closed, either because of choices you made in the past or circumstances beyond your control. And I will tell you that while I'm grateful and love the life that I've had and where I am today, sometimes I feel like I could have talked to that 16-year-old Emma and told her to buck up and go take science instead of gym and Spanish. However, it was part of the circumstance. I did look for a moment to do a marine biology degree and to go back to school to take sciences.
At what point did you look into doing this?
Right around the same time I discovered marine management.
Okay.
I had worked with a bit of a counselor around that time of figuring out my next career. And one of the things we talked about was, what are your passions? After my undergrad, so going back to what I call my first career, after my undergrad, I did a number of random jobs. I worked in a child care research study. I worked in immigrant women settlement services. I worked in environmental campaigning.
Wow.
So a lot of really random, interesting, but not necessarily coherent. And so I started looking at a career, this elusive career that everybody was focusing on. And I realized that my passion for the ocean was strong. And I didn't necessarily want to be a scuba master or scuba instructor. I wanted a real job